Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help you to turn your passion into a profit. It will help to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And I invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners, or you can just send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com. Find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or my Linktree ID, DelBlogger. Again, welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Today's episode 42, 10 Traffic Hacks. That's right. Ways to get more traffic and eyes on your blog. Because as we continue this month with those FAQs, you know, those frequently asked questions, this seems to be asked a lot. This is a pain point for many bloggers, how to drive traffic to my blog. So today I'm going to start with the 10 traffic hacks. And then next week, I'll give you 10 more. But before we begin, I want to thank Lynn Graham, fellow podcaster here on Elite Conversations. She is also the creator of the Future Is Now 2021 virtual conference. This week-long conference is amazing. And I had an opportunity to present on Monday, Blogging to Build a Better Business. It was fantastic. Not only was it great to have the opportunity to present, but it's a wonderful opportunity to learn and listen from some more amazing presenters, speakers, and panelists. And if you had a chance to attend, let me know what you think. Now, when you're first starting out, or even if you've been blogging for a while, the biggest questions you might have is, how do I get people to my blog? How do I drive more traffic to it? Well, again, when you're first starting out, it's going to be small, but as you grow, so will your audience and your readers. So let's talk about how to grow traffic to your blog. Let's start with number one. Tell your friends, colleagues, customers, bae, boo, everyone too. This is the first step. Connect with those you know best. Don't keep it a secret. Don't be afraid to tell others. I remember when I first started blogging in 2012, most people did not know what a blog was. And I actually ordered my vanity plate for my car, and it says blogger. And when I went to pick it up, the woman at the DMV didn't even know what a blogger was. She was like, "What does this mean?" And I had to explain it to her. So ask those that are closest to you to read and share your blog. You'll be surprised that not only do they know others that would be interested in their content, but they may find it of value to themselves. So tell your friends, your colleagues, and your customers about your blog. Number two, make sure that your content is shareable on all the social media platforms that you use or where your readers hang out. Use those free platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, all of them, to share the URL of your post, not only on the day that it's published, but throughout the week, the month, and year. Put those share buttons on your website. And you know what? You can also share it as an article on LinkedIn or Medium. So try those platforms as well. Number three, leave the link everywhere to help with the discovery of your blog. Leave the link in your email closing, on your business card, your website, your flyers, your brochures, in your bio, and of course, throughout your blog posts as well. And you can link back to previous posts. Yes, shout it from the rooftop. Let people know that you have a blog. So let's take a quick break right now so you can go grab yourself something to sip or snack, or take, you know, time to get a pad and a pencil so that you can write down these next few traffic hacks. We will be right back.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your prospects to take action, because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. That's right. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit, and I can assist with that mission. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so that you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. And today on episode number 42, I am giving you 10 traffic hacks to build your audience. And before the break, we talked about three of them. One, tell your friends, your colleagues, your customers, your bae, your boo. That's right. Tell everyone you know that you have a blog. Number two, make sure that your content is shareable on those free social media platforms, as well as articles on LinkedIn and Medium. And speaking of LinkedIn and Medium, make sure that you leave the link everywhere so that people can discover you. Now, number four, comment and leave your two cents on other blogs as well. When reading other blog posts, make sure that you are leaving a comment and that your comments are of value to the writer. Give your two cents worth, which is an incentive for them to do the same on your blog posts. Number five, sharing is caring. That's right. When you share other bloggers' content, they will be more likely to share yours as well, which is why having those social share buttons on your blog is vital. By sharing content of your competitors, fellow bloggers, and business partners, this is going to show your audience that you're looking out for them, not just yourself. Remember, it's about your audience, not your ego. Number six, create evergreen content. That's right. Evergreen content is content that will still stay relevant for a long time. It's not seasonal. Content that is news and time sensitive is really, really like just one and done. And that's fine. But when you're creating more evergreen content, you can repurpose it and it can be reposted on your social media feeds throughout the month and years to come. But don't forget, you can repost seasonal content as well, especially holiday-themed posts. Number 7, concentrate and be consistent. That's right. Concentrate and be consistent on the social media platforms that your readers are most active on, or the ones that you can maintain consistently, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Concentrate and be consistent on them. Oh, and remember, make sure to have a business page for your blog so that you can promote it there consistently without alienating your family and friends on your personal page. Number 8, optimize your blog layout. Now, not only will this keep visitors on your site longer, but it will keep them reading longer as well. Using bullets, bold type, images, paragraphs, colorful text, and even using the Yoast plugin that's going to help you with your keywords is going to help. Those keywords that are in your title and also within the body of your post. And speaking of plugins for SEO, that's right. The Yoast plugin is going to help you with the search engine, those Google bots. We know how important it is when it comes to being found in a Google, Yelp, or Bing search. So make sure you use the plugin that's going to help you, because there is a lot of information out there running 24/7, 365. And in today's crowded online environment, you want your blog to stand out and be found. And last but not least for today, number 10, track your results. That's right. Track your results using Google Analytics. Install Google Analytics so that you can determine where not only is your traffic coming from, but how long they are spending time on those articles. Google Analytics is an excellent tool to determine the type of content that people are loving so that you can make sure that you're providing what they're looking for. So check your Google Analytics at least monthly. Add that app to your phone so you can also read it at your leisure. Now, next week, I'm going to give you 10 more tips or traffic hacks to get eyes on your posts. Make sure you subscribe to Blog Your Way to a Business Blog Your Way to a Business Profit podcast. That's right. So that you can share this post with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. Now, today we talked about the 10. Tell your friends, make your content shareable, leave the link everywhere, comment, share, create evergreen content, concentrate and be consistent, optimize your blog layout, use plugins for SEO, and of course, track your analytics. Use Google Analytics to track where people are coming from. If you want to learn more about starting a blog, you can send an email to me, info@ablakeenterprises.com, to schedule a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. And again, thank you for checking out today's episode, The 10 Traffic Hacks, because next week we're going to talk about 10 more. Make sure you visit and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on all my social media platforms using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or my Linktree ID, DelBlogger. You can see my YouTube channel, Delaware Blogger, and you can subscribe. I want you to subscribe to this podcast because we can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and many others to come. So I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Please tell a friend to listen in. Until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.